From Tidbits on September 20th, 2010, this is Take Control of iTunes 10, The FAQ Answers 100 iTunes Questions by Adam C. Angst. We're excited to announce a completely new Take Control ebook, Take Control of iTunes 10, The FAQ. Written by iTunes expert and music enthusiast Kirk McElhern, the 146-page, $10 ebook is up-to-date and bursting with answers to all your iTunes questions. Along with authoring a number of Take Control titles and other books, Kirk has written for Tidbits and is a senior contributor to Macworld, with numerous submissions to their playlist column. Beyond the broad goal of transforming you into an iTunes power user, Kirk's intent with this ebook is to help you appreciate and understand the process of adding media to iTunes, tagging it, adding album artwork, and organizing it into playlists. With that setup completed, you can enjoy your music, movies, audiobooks, ebooks, and more without hassles when it's time to find a particular item or you want to do something special, like sync a select subset of music to your iPod, create a party playlist, identify music you haven't heard in a while, or listen to the chapters in an audiobook in the proper order. If your iTunes library is anything like mine, it's a mess, which makes using iTunes all the harder. But it doesn't have to be that way. With Kirk's advice, you can regain control over your media in iTunes. Speaking of media, if you're a current or future iPad owner, you can also buy Kirk's ebook in a 25% off bundle with Jeff Carlson's Take Control of Media on your iPad. The two books would normally cost $20, but bundled together, they're only $15. To sweeten the deal, the ebook ends with a pair of coupons. You'll save $5 on Equinox's Song Genie tool for automatically filling in missing album artwork, fixing incorrect song titles, adding lyrics, and identifying unknown songs. And if you have an Airport Express base station, you can save $3 on Eroge Amoeba's Airfoil software for playing audio wirelessly from any source, such as a Pandora website running in Safari. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for supporting Take Control. It's a good book, and if you've got iTunes questions, we've got iTunes answers.